Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
John 14 is not heaven. So many are trying to get out when God is trying to get in. Heaven is real. It is. There's a city called the New Jerusalem. It's coming down. God's going to make his abode with man again. Streets of gold, all of that. I believe in all of that. But here it's not talking about that. Heaven is real. But it's not mentioned, as I said, not one time in this chapter. It's not talking about heaven. So let's dig into what it's talking about. John chapter 14, same chapter, verse 12 and 13. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Amen. The phase or the phrase where Jesus says, I go away to prepare a place for you. Again, I want to really emphasize this is actually I go to prepare a place in you. Somebody say, not for me, but in me. Say it again. Not for me, but in me. This is why if you purpose 100 to get yourself in alignment, the yoke becomes easy. Because it's not God having to do something out there. If he can do it, if he can get it done in here, you just align with him, then you begin to live a higher life, the Zoe life, the abundant life. You don't have to pursue it. It comes to you. Amen. You start to appreciate everything. You begin to be enlightened. God begins to talk to you. His voice becomes so much clearer. See, because God is in everything. See, understand that. He's not just in the four walls of this church on a Sunday morning where people shouting and sweating. No. He's everywhere. Some of us need to know he's out there when you get out there. He's in your car with you. You're out doing your job. He's with you. I dare you to pause and just think for, meditate on it for a moment and just breathe in deeply and realize this is not my breath. This is God's breath. God is still with me. See, as long as you're breathing, he's still there. Amen. So it's not for you. He's going to do wonderful things for us. He already has. But what we're talking about here is what God is doing in you. I go to prepare a place in you. All right? Vitally important. The Greek word for in you, and you can look this up too. I really want to lay this foundation clear so that you can do the study yourself as well. The Greek word is the word human, H-U-M-I-N, and you pronounce it human, H-O-O, M-I-N, hyphen, M-I-N. Human, and is the word in the Strong's Concordance is number 5213. Now let me give you some examples of what Jesus was saying when he was saying here where we see the word for, he was saying in. Let me show you other places in the scripture where he said use the word in. 2 Peter 1:8, and then 1 John 4:4. 2 Peter 1:8, 1 John 4:4. While you're writing, 1 John 2:27, 1 John 2:24, 1 John 2:14. I got a whole list here. I'm going to stop right there. It shows the word. It's the same word. All right? So get me those verses of 2 Peter 1:8. For if these things be in you, there it is, right? In you, and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That word in you or in is the same word used in the book of John chapter 14. Same word. Next verse, 1 John 4:4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Same word that's used in the book of John chapter 14. Next verse, 1 John 2:27. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. And you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. Come on, tell somebody, I'm in. 1 John 2:24, was that 2:14. 1 John 2:14. And there's a longer list than what I wrote down. I just knew I didn't have a whole lot of time to give you all the scriptures. I've written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I've written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. All those words are the same word that we read in John chapter 14. They're the same. It's just that somehow four got in there instead of in. See how the devil is slick? That's why we must study, to show ourselves approved unto God, right? A workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, some people that still are saying four, God is going away to prepare a place for, they're still saved. It's not going to condemn them in that, but when you come to light, tell somebody to walk in it. Because it'll shift some things for you. It'll take you higher and deeper. Amen. Already, I see lights turning on. Okay, so if it's not him telling that he's got some fancy mansion in the sky for me, this is not saying that. But he's saying he's going to prepare a place in me. Okay, what does that mean? I'm glad you asked. Let's go further. All right? Jesus said he was going to prepare a place in us. In John chapter 14, verse 2. But where did he go? He went to the Father. John chapter 14, verse 12. John 14, 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. The Lord showed this to me in a moment. I'd never read this verse like this. But it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. It wasn't that Jesus was leaving permanently. No, he was going to the Father. Somebody will catch that. He was going to the Father. He said, you're going to do greater works, because I'm going to my Father. And it don't stop here now. He didn't just go to the Father. As you see, as we progress in this message, you're going to see that he went to the Father for a purpose.
Amen. Amen.
See, greater works are ours because he said, I go unto my Father. It's not that he's getting off the scene like he's finished. No, he said, no, I'm going to my Father. What I did while I'm here, you're going to do some greater stuff. Because I'm going to see to it. I'm going to my Father, and we're going to see to it that you do greater works. Somebody give him a praise reel, for real, for real, for real. Keep me encouraged. Greater works. You see that? I go unto my Father. He's not getting off the scene in that sense. It's just, okay, I'm through. I said, I'm going to my Father. Where did he go? He went to the Father. You're going to do greater works than these because I'm going to my Father. I'm going to fix you up. I'm going to set you up. You just don't know. I'm going to the Father, but watch. You're going to do greater works than I did because I'm going to the Father on your behalf. Amen? He went to the Father. Why did he go to the Father? To prepare a place in us. So we could do the works that he did and greater works. That was the purpose of his death.
Amen.
Look at John chapter 12, verse 24. And we're building in the spirit right now. We're building something. John chapter 12, verse 24, and then Hebrews 2, 9 and 10. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. Jesus isn't referring to a mansion in the sky. Look, he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit." So Jesus is that corn of wheat.
Amen.
He says, "See, I'm going to the Father, but I'm going to the Father through death."
Amen.
But see, when I go through death, I'm the corn of wheat that falls into the ground and dies, but that's what brings forth a harvest. If I don't go through death to the Father, then I will, even if I do go through, if I don't go through death to the Father, then I will be the only one doing these works. But he said, through death, I'm going to the Father, and except this corn of wheat fall into the ground and die. They're not taking my life, I'm laying it down. But I'm laying it down for your sake. Get that verse up in Hebrews. I'll show you. Show you why he purposed to die. Do we have it? But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man.
Amen.
Look at verse 10. For it became him for whom are all things, it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things. Look at what it, why was the purpose of his death? In bringing many sons unto glory. Yeah, he went through that to bring us where he is. To make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. So Jesus did all this stuff for us. He did it all. He said, greater works you're going to do because I'm going to my dad. We got something ready for y'all. Do you see it? Jesus here isn't referring to any mansions in the sky. He's talking about you. What is the place Jesus is preparing in us? And where was he when he said that where I am, there you may be also?
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows Chris what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.